it's Tiger. I need you to do me a huge favor. Can you please take your name off this call? My wife went to my phone and maybe call you.
Yeah. I had a woman pee in a cup while we was driving and I drunk it.
Oh, okay.
What? What?
I know you inspired me to
what?
So listen while
God
I recite. Close.
I stayed home for more good time.
Public and it's a fucking embarrassment. You look like a fucking bitch, honey. And if you get raped by a pack of niggers, it'll be your fault. Alright?
I'd like to. No, I wasn't telling the truth.
Yeah. Oh. Can I make sweet love?
You say whatever you want. I want to tell you, they lied. Okay. They said there were weapons of mass destruction. There were none, and they knew there were none. There were no weapons of mass destruction.
To me, from them, I have always said, and will say today to you, John, that I still believe the most likely origin is from an animal species to a human.
Oh, nigga, please. He lied. Y'all need to worship him.
You run around here taking all them goddamn boxing lessons. Box that
I
bitch.
I guess you'd call me an obscene phone call.
You know, based on the current way things are going, the best advice I would give to white people is to get the hell away from black people. Just get the fuck away.
Sort of physical love like, Bob.
Hey, pussy, are you still there?
Oh, you're the sweetest fantasy I know. You. I seem obscene to you. I'm being real, and that seems a thing to do.
Hey, come here. Hey, come here really quick. I got something to show you. No, no, no gay shit. I promise it's no gay shit. No. Hey, look at this. Look. You see that? Do you see it? You see that they've been lying to you? You see that they've been lying to you with coronavirus? With COVID-19, huh? Remember that? Remember when it was racist to say that it came from the lab out there in China where they were doing gain-of-function research? Pepper's Farms remembers. Do you remember? Yes. Welcome back to the podcast about randomness for Friday, March 3rd, 2023. I started recording this at exactly 11:11 a.m. And that was not on purpose. So this might be a good one, folks. This I might have been tapping into something that I didn't even know I was tapping into. Yeah, I'm not going to stick too much on it. You know, to nobody's surprise, they were lying about the origins of COVID-19. Fauci was caught lying. And I don't know about you, but I feel like that guy should be arrested. Fauci, over his reign of the you know, whatever he was, the director of whatever the fuck he is or was, you know, he hit two huge grand slams in terms of creating a virus and getting people sick and killing them. He hit the first grand slam with HIV/AIDS, which now somehow after all this time they have a seems like they have a cure for. So gay dudes rejoice, you know, have at it. You can now have all the unprotected butt sex you could ever want. And then of course his second grand slam was COVID-19. And I'm not even gonna get too much into it, you know what I mean? There was those of us who knew that this shit was fishy from the get-go, and then there was a vast majority who got tricked into being scared, and who got tricked into taking God knows however many shots they've taken so far with, you know, the boosters and et cetera, et cetera. You know, that have no long-term studies for it. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. And you know, if you do happen to have any adverse reactions to it, you'll be good. You'll be happy to know that, you can't even sue them because, they got that, Emergency Act, passed. So you can't even, you know, if anything happens down the line, since there was no long-term research before they just started giving out fluids to put in people's bodies. Yeah, you can't sue them. But I'm going to get off that. Dilbert, the creator of Dilbert, Dilbert's a wild dude, man. He, I think he took one study where apparently they asked, 1,000 black people if it was okay to be white. I want to say like 22% said no. I think the other, like 28 something or something, somewhere around there, said, I don't know, which is pretty much saying, you know, get the fuck out of my face. I don't care about this shit. Then the other 50% said, yeah, it's okay to be white. Dilbert took that information and, he somehow summated that out of the 1,000, and who knows who the fuck these people are surveying, like what black people are they surveying? Cause I know none of my homeboys have ever been surveyed. I've never been surveyed. You know what I mean? I don't know. So I don't know what niggas they're surveying. You know, for all they know, you know, they're making up surveys themselves and, you know, just saying they're black and, you know, but anyways, Dilbert took that little bit of information and decided why people should get away from black people, which is fucking hilarious. You know, he's more than likely doing it to get views. But it is still a funny ass statement. It's just, honestly, it's just funny in general to take a one survey out of 1,000 black people and surmise that half of black people in America say it's not okay to be white. Hey, Dilbert, I got news for you, buddy. We don't give a fuck. There's a lot more shit we need to be worried about than whether or not, you know, you're white or not, you know. At the end of the day, it doesn't fucking matter. We are, you know, we are human beings. We all have to go to sleep. We all take shits. We all take pisses. You know what I mean? We're all the same. You know, that type of thinking is, you know, the same, you know, it's fucking off. Like, I don't understand why people are so fixated on race. You know, you got Pete Buttigieg, who before he even said anything about the Ohio train derailment, he was talking about, you know, getting more black people jobs. And, you know, it's, man, it's not the way to go about it. You know what I mean? You should only get a job if you're qualified for it. You know what I mean? I would, like, I don't know, man. You have the White House, press secretary who, you know, is just happy that the Biden, like, she takes all blame that was going on with the Biden administration. Like, how come Biden went to go visit his butt buddy Zelensky, before he went to go to East Palestine out in Ohio? You know, she deflected that question with, well, you know, well, look at how many gay members there are in, Biden's cabinet. Look how many, people of color there are. And it's like, bro, who the fuck cares? I don't understand how we're moving backwards and forwards at the same time. You know what I mean? I'm convinced now that race is always going to be an issue until the day the earth stops spinning, or until we get hit by another solar flare, or until we, you know, we continue with this silly ass war in, with Ukraine and Russia, you know, or we might get taken into World War III. But I'm convinced now that race, for whatever reason, is going to be, well, not for whatever reason, it's because they want it to be a reason. That's the fake stream media's, agenda. You know, they want that division, so they can push fear. you know, and whenever fear gets pushed and there's a people divided, so there's no open dialogue, you know what I mean? There's no real discussion being had. It's either you agree with me or you don't. Whenever they have that division and they're able to push fear, you know, they're able to get you to lock down for 2 weeks. They're able to get you to, you know, go take shots, that they claim was a vaccine. They said that they would stop, it would stop. And then, you know, once you get it, it turns out to not be the case. It doesn't stop anything. And then you still have to take another shot. Yeah, man, they're winning at division. And I don't have a solution on how, you know, how to fix it. The only solution I have is, you know, to keep talking and, keep exposing lies. I have officially went, I'm pretty sure I say this all the time, but, there's levels to being retarded, you know, and I keep descending further and further into the madness. I got stuck in a YouTube rabbit hole, where this guy is pretty much showing, what would look like mountains. But underneath these mountains, there's brick. And you know, the more you look closer to these quote unquote mountains, these mountains look like castles or housing. And, you know, it's just more evidence of there being a, ancient lost civilization, before the Native Americans, you know, obviously way before, Columbus came here. If he came here, I'm not even sure if he really came here or not, but you know, before any major discovery of America, you know, you look at all these, you know, and if you don't believe me, you could just, you know, you could look at it yourself, but, there's all these just, ancient ruins, everywhere, throughout the world. But you know, let's keep it in America, 'cause this is where I'm at. But throughout America, there's ancient ruins in places where, you know, not even close to a city. You know, when you cuddle that and, you know, you go back into these world fairs and, you look at the world fairs and you look at like what was really going on about these world fairs, where it was more than likely an indoctrination process where we were coming off of the last reset, you know, and this is as early as, you know, in the 1800s is where shit really gets, you know, where shit really, really starts to get weird. You know, they found an old notebook of, one of the world's fairs. And the notebook, instead of it, going over, you know, the monuments, like all these great buildings that, again, they supposedly built, in 2 years. And again, you could just look at these, buildings and there's no way that any of this shit got done in 2 years. So the notebook that they found, it was like it was like schoolwork. The notebook, it wasn't explaining any of the attractions at the World Fair. It was each attraction had an instructor, and the instructor told you what was happening. You were to write that information down. And at the end of whatever exhibit you were at the World Fair, you know, the instructor was to look it over and give you a grade. So, you know, that sounds like school to me. And whenever you look at it, it's, you know, it's pretty obvious that, you know, 'cause this was before, mass media, you know what I mean? Before televisions, before movies. So they were doing like these plays at the World Fair of what was happening. So for instance, there was a, play about the Immaculate Conception, you know, the birth of, Jesus Christ. And there was a play about, the Roman Empire and the Gladiator Wars. There was a play where they had slaves, you know, being happy, you know, where they were singing songs and a lot of, you know, you can kind of track to a lot of what the slave songs you hear now to what they were singing back at these world fairs. And it's like, you know, it's, you know, I know this sounds fucking crazy as hell, but it sounds crazy, but for me, it's easy to believe. 'Cause whenever you look at, you know, Hollywood media and shit like that, like that's, you know, they're telling you a story as they see it. You know what I mean? And, kind of the similar, that's like what their news was. You know, they were using the World's Fairs as, you know, the re-education of America off of the, you know, the last reset. And, again, none of this shit makes sense. You know, you could take a look at, I think that they said, let's take a city like Utah, right? 'Cause the Utah is synonymous with, like, you know, it's weird how there was even a Salt Lake there. I think they said that the Mormons, you know, let me look this up. And I encourage you, you know, if you're retarded enough to look this up with me. Let's see here. You know, they'll tell you that, you know, the Mormons, found Utah in around, 1847. But then, you know, you take a look 50 years later and look what, and so you go from 1847 and you could just go to, let's go to 1920 Utah photos and you'll see what I mean. Like there's no way that this place was, founded in 1847, supposedly, that's what they tell you. So, a little over 70 years later, and just look at the image, look at some of these buildings, that were built. And again, you got to remember Utah is it's a mountainous area. And again, the mountains in Utah, especially there's a lot of exposed brick, underneath some of these mountains that these people find. And you got to remember Utah was a, you know, it's mountainous. How the hell were these people passing through mountains? And remember, we were supposedly in horse and buggy up until like 1912, right? So they were horse and buggy going through treacherous mountains, you know, Lord knows what this weather was like, right? You know, and a little bit of 70 years after that, you know, look at the buildings, buildings that make no sense for the time period, but buildings like that make no sense for the time period are found everywhere. There's all these, buildings that, look like you would see, across the world, throughout America during our time period when, you know, we had absolutely nothing to do with, you know, once we had got our freedom, you know, over 100 years later, we had nothing to do with what was going on during the colonial time. You know, yeah, you see all these same buildings, throughout the United States, across the world, almost like uniform, like same exact style. And it's, you know, again, there was no, you know, mass communication. You know, you can look at Utah and, you know, you could see the buildings that, you know, we as people built in, you know, 1869. But look at like some of the first buildings of the Zion's Cooperative Mercantile Institution in 1869. Again, you could see what we have the capacity to build. But then jump to a picture of downtown Salt Lake City in 1905. There's the LDS Temple, the Tabernacle and Assembly Hall. You can see the Brigham Young Monument in the middle of the intersection. And again, these are on horse-drawn wagons down the street. Again, and, you know, streets that would have been super muddy. You know what I mean? This is Utah. But, you know, how do we build something like the LDS Temple, the Tabernacle and Assembly Hall? You know, with all this tech that's on it, you know what I mean? Tech that's more than likely gathering energy. the free energy that's honestly all around us, you know what I mean? You know, and we as humans, we haven't built anything like any of these old structures that you'll ever see in these old photos. We haven't built anything like it. And the, you know, the narrative will say, well, oh, you know, they just, you know, back then they knew how to build things. And, you know, if let's say we take that, let's say we take that thought, okay, they know how to build things. But typically whenever you're building things with this type of precision, you know, with this type of care, it takes longer to build, not shorter to build. You know what I mean? Then, you know, look at the picture of where they're, if you are, you know, indeed looking this up, you know, there's a picture at the Saltaire. And look at that massive building in the background of that Saltaire. You know, if you're looking at the same photo I am, it's of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's six people in the Saltaire. This is a photo from 1910 that I'm looking at. And in 1925, that beautiful building that was more than likely an energy building. Again, look at all the antennas and stuff that were, you know, all this tech that are on top of these, that's on top of the top of the buildings, you know, that just supposedly burned down in 1925, you know. And then continue to look at photos of Utah today, and there's, you know, nothing. It's we haven't built anything like these old photos that we've seen, and you know, we more than likely never will, because we were more than likely not the people that built them. You know, this was from, looks like it was from an ancient civilization. And again, this same photo that you could see in Salt Lake, you know, there's buildings that look the same throughout the world, throughout the whole fucking world. You know, not just in Utah. You can see it in Chicago. You know, again, there's all these old buildings that we find in almost every city in America. And again, a lot of these, you know, turn into, they end up getting turned into museums, the one that they keep, and then, you know, they destroy. And, you know, it's these people had a technology that was, you know, far more advanced than us. And again, whoever came out victorious after this, you know, after this reset that we were coming out of, you know, they kept that tech for themselves. You know, it's, when you look into it, you know, there's the, from the narrative that is told to us, to all these, you know, and again, you can look at old photos of all the world's fairs that we had in America. All these, like amazing design buildings, you know, and where in this time period, where were you getting the stone from to make these buildings, you know? You know, you look at the Palace of Fine Arts, like all this glass that they had to bring in. And all these buildings would, you know, all these buildings just catch on fire after a couple of fucking, you know what I mean? After the World's Fairs are done, they either go in with literal dynamite and blow up these buildings. Or they miraculously catch on fire. You could draw the conclusion, that they were getting rid of stuff. And you know, why wouldn't they? You know, it's whoever wins whatever war, or whoever, you know, comes out from the underground and, you know, there's nobody left, you know, there's it's going to be we're humans, so we're inherently flawed and we all want power. You know, some people want it way more than others, but there's always a you know, there's always a human instinct for a power grab. And so, of course, whoever comes out victorious, you know, is going to write the story that the way that they see fit, the way that makes them look good. You know, you can look at it with the, you know, the Crusades, you know, the Catholics against the Muslims. You know what I mean? You know, I was in Catholic school up until I believe it was like first grade or something. And, you know, how come they never told me about the Crusades on the Cathars? You know what I mean? The Cathars, who believed, who had a lot of the similar beliefs of Catholics at the time, but they believed that we were actually living on hell, that earth is actually hell itself. You know, the way to end the reincarnation trap was to, you know, not have any kids, was to, and I don't know if I, you know, I don't know if I believe any of this or not. Well, they said that you could be a Cathar and you could still eat meat, you know, you could still have babies. But if you, you know, when you died, you would return back, you know, your soul would be trapped here on earth. And the way to end that soul trap, you know, was to, you could still have sex, but you know, you couldn't conceive, a child because, you know, you were just trapping another soul into this realm by conceiving, you know, by birthing another human, which, you know, our bodies, they considered to be soul traps. They wanted you to be vegan, you know, and then from there, you know, pretty much just live a good life. And that's how you would end the reincarnation soul trap, and how you would get to, you know, greener pastures, for lack of a better word. But yeah, we hear about the Crusades against the Muslims and everything, against the Turks. But we never hear about the Crusades against the Cathars. And, you know, and why would we? I mean, Catholics are the same people who a Pope had to resign, cause he knew other popes were out there molesting. I think he moved one Pope who was like molested over like 100 deaf kids, or something like that, knew about him and just relocated him. You know what I mean? Like these, like, yeah. And if you get into the Cathars, you know, they believe that we're worship, God, as we see him today, is actually the wrong God to be, he's actually the devil. And, you know, whether that's true or not, I don't know. And I don't think anybody knows, you know what I mean? Again, because we're only being told the narrative from the winner's perspective, you know what I mean? And why would, like, you know, if you can burn, you know, if you can burn books and, you know, you can kill off all these races of people, you know what I mean? Like, you could pretty much tell anything to anybody, you know what I mean? And how are they not going to take it at your word? You know what I mean? So again, I'm not saying that what I've been looking into is right or wrong, but it makes a lot more sense than, you know, we were supposedly horse and buggy all the way from the 1800s. I mean, we were horse and buggy from pretty much day one. And then in 1912, you know, in the 1900s, you know, they somehow found out about electricity. Now you had to start paying for electricity, you know what I mean? And then there was cars, and yeah, man, it doesn't make any sense. You know, especially whenever you look at, like, and again, you can look this up, whenever they first had Gilligan's Island on TV, people were writing in letters to the Coast Guard to go save those people because it seemed too real. And, you know, again, if they could trick people then, you know, on television with actors, you know, how couldn't you have tricked people earlier? Let's see. When did Gilligan's Island came out? And again, you can look this up. When did Gilligan's Island air? Let's see here. It first aired in 1964. So in 1964, Gilligan's Island was a little too real for people, and people actually thought that these people were stuck out on the sea. And again, they were literally writing in letters to the Coast Guard they were writing in letters to go save those people to the Coast Guard. like on a daily basis. Again, so if they can trick people in 1964, you know, how couldn't they have been tricking people from the beginning of the World's Fair to Chicago's World's Fair in 1893, you know? So that's just food for thought.